This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm sorry.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you with us tonight. Big show tonight. Kristen B. Tate here in hour number one, making a return appearance. She's got a brand new book out. And when we continue into the Ladies Lounge in hour two tonight, Kayleigh McEnany, the official spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. She's a big shot now. And to think she got her start right here with Kevin McCullough in the Ladies Lounge all those many years ago, all two and a half of them, however long ago it was. Welcome to Saturday. Glad you're here. I've already lost one of the games of the playoff weekend. I picked the Falcons to beat the, I was hoping were the very hurting Philadelphia Eagles. That turned out to be a pipe dream. So who knows? Maybe Nick Foles is going to be the guy that takes them to the show. Who knows? I'm giving up. Anyway, we're glad you're with us. Lots of interesting things are happening today, and we've got a lot of, I don't know if you followed the news this week, man, but if you didn't, you missed a great deal because this was one of the, really out there, weeks. How do you begin to describe, how the week ended for the administration? When the word that is associated with everything that the president is doing when the week ends, can't even be legally used according to the style guide for NPR and most broadcast channels. You've struck an interesting balance of the news week. We're following some stories for you tonight, too, by the way. You know that we talk about breaking news as it happens. Well, there was a false missile alert. Did you hear about this today? okay, just imagine being in Hawaii. Now, remember, they've seen this before. They've had the surprise attack. So there's somebody pushes the wrong button. Some cold era missile system alarm program trips, whatever. And the next thing you know, everybody across the islands of Hawaii, they are taking cover. They are ducking and running. They are getting into their bomb shelters. It took, they're saying, 38 minutes to issue the final alert that it was a false alarm, but they had the whole island crying and screaming and running and so forth, and that was just because they were told Hillary Clinton was coming to visit. I'm kidding. That wasn't the ballistic missile that was inbound. No, somebody thought that there was a North Korean something or other. And so, anyway, it turned out to be a false alarm. But I don't know that that makes up much difference to people that have spent, 40 minutes trying to console their families and not have heart attacks and all the rest of the stuff that they've got going on when that's, in fact, the case. So anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Now, we're live on Facebook tonight. I hope you'll come over and join us there. We have also, we're on Biz TV, coast to coast, per usual, and all the great radio stations that are carrying us tonight. Great radio networks, so many Salem media group stations across the country, so many Biz Talk radio stations across the country, so many GCN live stations across the country, so many CRN digital talk stations across the country, and then even some ABC News Radio and some Fox News Radio. We're just thankful for all of you that have decided to stay with us tonight and carry us through. Let's go to the big board, Mr. Nick, because we've got some special guests, and I want to talk about who we've got on the show. So we've got Kristen B. Tate to the far left of your screen there. Kristen has got a brand new book called How Do I Tax Thee? And this is actually a rather interesting concept of a book that she has put out, because this is all the ways that the federal government is really doing everything they can to rip you off. And so she has, this is going to be hitting the streets here in the next little bit. She'll talk to us about that. But she wants to weigh in on a whole bunch of stuff. Steve Bannon, tax reform program, all the controversy from the last week, including the president's less than favorable language that might have been used, although there's a split story as to whether he did use it or not in the actual meeting. So do we have proof one way or the other? Well, there's no recording. There's nothing to go to. We don't. It's Dick Durbin's word against Tom Cotton's, as far as I know. So, and I would take Tom Cotton's word 50 times a day over Dick Durbin, because Dick Durbin's a lying sack of potatoes, as far as I'm aware. I mean, I actually did talk radio in his home state when he was a senator that represented me, and man, I didn't like him then. But anyway, so. Look, that's to be determined here or there. And actually, I've got a very interesting piece that's coming out on townhall.com tomorrow talking about why what the president said, even if it's what he was accused of having said. And you know that the president is not always one of those guys that, like, thinks of the most couth way to put things. Is that a fair statement? Can we agree that he doesn't always pick the most gentle approach? When you're talking about countries, and at least two of the countries that were in the conversation, some of the countries of West Africa and some of the countries in the Caribbean and the South American regions of the world, some of those I've been to. I've been to Ghana. I've been to Haiti. I've spent a lot of time in Haiti, actually. And when you're talking about a nation that literally has raw sewage that runs down. Are you eating dinner, Ivan?
Yes.
Sorry about that. Showtime. I figure I'm allowed to talk about whatever I want. I did look up, and Ivan's eating his mac and cheese.
I'm good.
So when you're talking about countries that have literally raw, open sewage systems just running down the sides of the streets, okay, is it completely dishonest to say that is like an open toilet, which is kind of a euphemism for what he implied that it was? That's kind of the point, isn't it? Like, and what if you want to have a debate about what the immigration system should be? Should it be based on the merit of what the people bring as they immigrate, or should it be that we just open the doors and let everybody in no matter what they bring? That's a legitimate debate. But what the president has made very clear is that he wants his policies to be merit and skill based. And for all the millennials, my friend Jim Thompson and others walking around all shocked and surprised this week that he has a merit based system. Hello, did you listen to the campaign? He advertised throughout the campaign extensively that he doesn't want America to be a refugee camp. He wants it to be a place that people aspire to come to. And one of the ways that you aspire to come here is you bring a skill. You bring something that you're good at. You contribute something to the cultural life of America. Not to be like the people that Barack Obama brought in here hand over fist. 99% of the refugees from the Middle East that Obama let in were Sunni Arabs. Sunnis are the home of Al-Qaeda and ISIS and all these terror groups, Boko Haram and Al-Nusra and all those guys. They're all Sunnis. 99% of his refugees from the Middle East were Sunni Arabs. Did you know 60% of Trump's refugees from the Middle East are Christians? It's a little bit different. Like, let's let the Christians, Jews, and Yazidis come in. Well, why, Kev? Because we know they don't want to kill us. Even if all the Sunni Arabs don't, if you're letting 99% of your refugees that come in be Sunni Arabs, you're going to get one or two of them in there. And I think in our city in the last 12 months, we've had at least two attacks where people came through these very chain migration refugee programs and then tried to kill some of us New Yorkers. So I see the merits of merit-based immigration. It's not a big welfare system. You're not just coming in and saying, okay, come in, get your free health care, go to your free school, get your the food stamps. Some people think that's the American dream. That's not the American dream. Everybody was quoting the Statue of Liberty this weekend on Facebook. Well, you know, President, hey, lift my lamp beside the Golden Shore. All those immigrants came here to work their tails off, build something, and give it to their children. That's not the current state of immigration in America. We have a lot of people coming here from very troubled regions of the world that want to come here because even if you just live off the public resources that we give people that don't have very much, that is like a king's life compared to what they have back home. That's not the job of the taxpayer, so says President Trump. So Durbin's just beating them in the face with this. Well, what about this country and this country? And they're all underperforming, subpar, you know, welfare states with troubled governments. And I can just see President Trump at some point getting ticked off enough that he went, look, why are we talking about these blink countries? His system says, let's talk to people that are, let's bring engineers here and contractors and people that are going to work and build and do things. And that doesn't mean there's nobody from those countries that can't fulfill that. But we're not going to give people just automatic status just for being from those places anymore. Anyway, we've got a lot to get to. Kristen B. Tate joins me next here at Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Welcome. It's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough live from New York on Biz TV Coast to Coast and, of course, on like 300 radio stations across the country. And now every week on Facebook, you can also get the podcasts on SoundCloud and a number of other places. Wherever you get good podcasts at, you can get them. But I'm so thrilled to have my next guest back. It's been a while since she was last with us. And the last time she was with us, her Houston Astros were making noise in the World Series, and her beloved city of Houston was recovering, but she rejoins us from her beloved city of Houston, a part-time New Yorker and someone who's got a brand new book on the way in a little while. We're going to talk about that. How do I tax thee? Kristen B. Tate, welcome back.
Hey, Kevin. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, I know that you cut a dinner short to be with us tonight, so I'm very flattered by that. What type of food did you give up? What did you walk away from to join us here? Oh, that's so painful. Oh, but see, I would have given up the show to go eat the Tex-Mex with you. That's what I would have done. I would have said, no, let's just put a tape on and go eat Tex-Mex. Because you know I'm a native Texan, right? We've talked about
yes,
that before. Yeah, so and you can't get good Tex-Mex in New York. You can get every other world-class cuisine in New York City that you want. Tex-Mex, there's a blank slate here. There's nothing here. So it's
totally agree with that.
Yeah. All right. Hey, welcome back. Good to have you. So let's talk about the book a little bit. When does it hit the streets and what's it about?
So the new book is called How Do I Tax Thee? And it comes out on March 20th. And I'm really excited about this book because no one's really written on this subject before. The book is not about income taxes or corporate taxes. It's about hidden taxes on consumer spending. So all of the ways you're nickel and dimed every single day, but you don't even know about it.
Give us an example. Give us an example of something you're talking about.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so most of these taxes, by the way, are state and city taxes. So in New York City, for example, the MTA is not just funded through ticket sales. It's also funded through hidden taxes inserted into people's telephone and heat and electric bills. So the MTA, of course, is for everyone listening who doesn't know what the MTA is, it's the big
subway. Yeah, the Metro Transit Authority, I think, is what it stands for.
Yeah, horribly run. And get this, the average MTA worker, which includes janitors and, you know, people who drive the trains, it's very easy because the trains are basically automated, make an average salary of over $120,000 a year. And, again, it's run horribly, and this is all funded mostly through ticket sales, but also through these hidden taxes put into bills that citizens don't even know about because these taxes don't have line items.
Wow.
So there's one company that provides power to nearly 90% of New York City residents called Con Ed, and they have a deal with the city that they can essentially be the monopoly electric provider, and in response to the for having this monopoly status, Con Ed helps the city by again inserting these little fees into their bills that goes right back to the city and funds the train or the subway rather. So this is the kind of thing that I expose in the book. There are just so many ways that we're taxed beyond just income taxes, and I've found that about 50% of our income ultimately is funneled back to federal, state, and city governments. So it's quite shocking, but I also offer solutions as to how we can hold our city, state, and federal governments accountable and be more aware of the taxes that we're paying.
Oh, that's awesome. And what's the street date on the book again?
March 20th.
All right. So 5 days before my birthday, I'll be looking for my autographed copy. Pre-order now. How do I tax the? You see the cover on the screen there, A Field Guide to the Great American Ripoff. And, Kristen, if the rest of the book is as informative as what you just filled us in on there, it's going to be a very, very definitive must-read for people. Now, speaking of taxes, you and I didn't get to talk towards the end of the year, and the president got a huge win with the tax bill just as we were going into the holidays. Your reaction to and I'm reading a story, I think it was linked on Drudge today. I don't know if it was CNBC or another. It was another economic outlet that was reporting on it. But 90% of taxpayers are going to see a difference starting probably next month in their paycheck. From a historical perspective and the research you've done on taxes, how big a deal is it that they got this once-in-a-generation legislation done?
It's a huge deal. This is the biggest win that Trump has had, in office so far. Of course, Congress totally failed on repealing and replacing Obamacare, so the Republicans had to have one win before the midterm, or else I think it would have been a really ugly election. So thank goodness they got this done. It really does help the average American, especially for people down in states like Texas. You know, we have no state tax down here, and for far too long, people in low tax states had been subsidizing people in high tax states, because in places like New York, of course, take exemptions for your state and local taxes. And in a way, that's kind of like, forcing people in Texas to subsidize the high tax policies of places like New York.
Yeah.
New Yorkers always say, oh, I don't want to be taxed twice. Well, hey, if you don't want to be taxed twice, then vote people into office who will lower or eliminate your local and state taxes.
Right.
That's not the problem of people.
It was really weird, Kristen, and I know that you lived here for a while. It was really weird living in New York through this debate and watching it in Congress, because you literally had Governor Cuomo and the Democrats in New Jersey and New York and Connecticut all arguing, this is going to hurt us. Look at how badly they're treating us, and all they're taking away our right to deduct these taxes. Then you do a little bit of research and you realize, because I grew up in Texas, I knew that most of the states don't have separate income tax state, for their state and some other things. And what that has basically allowed these states to do is to take a lot more money from the people that live here than they ever should have been taking from the beginning. And now they're going to get exposed for it, because the actual taxpayer is going to feel the actual impact of having to pay the federal government, but then also having to pick up the state and locals tabs too when they've been overspending and under delivering. New York State is it's the highest taxed state in the union, and it is by far the most wasteful and least efficient of any state in the United States. California is a close second, but New York still leads the pack. And there's a reason for that. When they spend other people's money, they don't care. I mean, that's just how it comes down to it. So I'm really looking forward to your book, and I hope it just causes all kinds of people to lose all kinds of sleep as days go by. And when it does hit the street, I hope that you'll come in studio and make us a very high priority on your list, Kristen. When we continue, we got to take a break. Let's talk about the crazy news week that we had and all the things that went down. I know as someone who really keeps her pulse on the millennials, you've got some ideas about it. It's Kevin McCullough. We're live from New York. Beautiful night. Hope you'll stay with us for the full show tonight. It's Radio Night Live, coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
All right, beautiful live shot of Lower Manhattan. That is the Freedom Tower right there pointing towards the sky. If you're watching on Biz TV, we are so thrilled to have you with us. Yeah, we have just begun. We're on week number two of the brand new broadcast year for Radio Night Live, and it's kind of my 10th anniversary on Saturday nights here, coast to coast. We started this broadcast with my former business partner, Stephen Baldwin, the actor. He had to duck out after about 7 years so he could go back to the movie business. But we are keeping the flame alive, and some of you have been with us the full ride, and we've just had so much fun. And we've got a very special couple of giveaways that we're going to tell you more about coming up. Lord's Diamonds is giving a diamond away for Valentine's Day. And Landmark Capital is going to give a gold piece away before the beginning of March. I mean, beginning of April. So be watching for details on those things as we go through. But right now we're talking with Kristen B. Tate. Not to be confused with all the other Kristen Tates that are on Twitter. Kristen B. Tate is how you find her when you're following. And we're glad that she's findable because she's got valuable stuff to say. Kristen, it was an interesting first year for the president. Again, we haven't spoken since about early fall. So what, as the president rounded out his first year and now he's begun his second year, where do you kind of put him on a scale of historical accomplishment for what he wanted to do and what he was able to get done?
I mean, look, the tax bill was key, and it was historic. It was a big win. The president has done a good job at eliminating regulations and, you know, cutting down red tape that often get in the way of efficiencies for corporations. He's also tried, he's tried to push for many of his campaign promises, and I think often the biggest roadblock has been Congress. We saw that happen.
Sadly, some of his own
Obamacare.
People.
Yeah, yeah. You know, though, Kevin, you know I've been a big supporter of President Donald Trump. Although I'm a libertarian, I don't agree with him on everything. I've generally supported him. But I think he's got to make 2018 the year of Trump accomplishments because, you know, he has accomplished a lot, but, you know, he's got to really push forward for that wall. I think that's going to be key.
Yeah.
And I think if he rolls and he gives amnesty to anyone without that wall, he's going to lose a lot of his supporters. You know, you can only hold so many rallies, send so many tweets, and make so many speeches that excite your base. At some point, they're going to start saying, where's the beef? What have you done?
Sure.
And he's at the point now where I think he's coasted as far as he can on rhetoric, and he's got to have some very significant action happen, or else I fear that a big part of his base won't necessarily turn their backs on him. They might, but I think it'll be just more that they'll not be mobilized.
Well, let me follow up then on this controversy from this week, because, you know, he gets reported for having said, you know, this word in this meeting, and everybody's focusing on the word. They're not really paying attention to the context of what he's talking about. His desire to move our legal immigration system to a merit and skill-based process as opposed to kind of a refugee center where everybody comes in and gets all of our public service benefits is really, that's been his intention from the beginning. He's been very clear about that. So I can imagine in my head that this meeting, he came in to talk about, you know, getting the wall going and DACA. Those are the two things that are going to be in the first stage of the immigration stuff. And Durbin just starts pelting him, and the other two start pelting him with, well, what about Haiti? What about Ghana? What about El Salvador, where MS-13 comes from? What about Guatemala? And I can just see him physically going, guys, we're not here to talk about temporary status countries. The purpose of immigration reform is to sit down and talk about what's going to be the standard. Now, any president can sit there and at some point in time, due to a war, a natural disaster, whatever, say, okay, we're going to make an exception for fill in the blank, and we're going to give them a period of time, and because we're a merciful place, we're going to let them come. But I think that what he expressed was by no means racist, and it was really, truly a, what is your problem, guys? We're here to try to fix this thing, and you're still playing the same old games you were playing before.
Yep. I strongly believe, Kevin, that, first of all, let's just point out, he said he didn't, you know, he didn't say that exact quote. But regardless, I think even if he did say that exact quote, this will only help Trump because you know what? He said what the majority of Americans are wondering themselves and thinking, and he asked the exact way that most Americans are asking it to themselves.
So your net takeaway on that is that was probably for the wall people, it was a helpful conflict.
Absolutely. Look, at the end of the day, most Americans care about American interests more than the interests of third world countries. I mean, we're a giving country. We want to help other people as much as we can. But we've got to put our own country first. There are plenty of people here who are hurting and who need help before we can help the rest of the world. And Trump understands that. He ran on the America First platform. So yeah, I don't think that this comment will hurt him at all. I think if anything, it will help him. This is just another example of,
very interesting.
So outraged by the media. And
Kristen, hold that thought. We're coming right back. We're going to talk a little Steve Bannon before we're done. Don't go.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Sir.com. All right, welcome. It's Radio Night Live. Glad you're with us. Author, columnist, commentator, reporter for Capitalist.com. You see her all over the Fox News Network and other television news channels. Kristen B. Tate continues with us. And then coming up in the next hour, the spokesperson for the RNC, Kayleigh McEnany, joins us. She, too, has a new book out, and she, too, a longtime guest on this broadcast. So I'm burdened. I'm burdened with these all-star, beautiful, beauties that have these brains that just don't quit and can talk. And it's just a tough job I have, Kristen. Thanks to you, you make it really difficult. I appreciate the effort there.
Thanks, Kevin. Always love joining.
Let's talk about the changes that are going on behind the scenes in the White House. Now, you specifically told me you wanted to talk about the Steve Bannon issue and kind of what happened there. Of course, we saw his candidate in Alabama kind of implode. And then really with this book, The Fire and Fury, author Michael Wolff, I think Bannon's political career is done. But I don't know if I'm in the majority or not. What's your take on it?
Necessarily think Bannon's done. I mean, keep in mind, this is a guy who has deep ties to the populist wing of the GOP, and he is a very skilled political strategist. I mean, the fact that Trump said Bannon didn't help him win, that is nonsense, and I think most people will recognize that that's nonsense, because when Bannon came into that campaign, it was not in a good place. Manafort had no idea how to handle Trump. Bannon came in there. He knew how to let Trump be Trump. He knew how to, kind of connect Trump to his base and let Trump kind of flourish and go. So I think that Bannon was key to not only the campaign, but also in the White House. I think he served as Trump's biggest tie to his own voters. And I got to say, I didn't like it when Trump released that announcement slamming Bannon. It was such an odd announcement from a president. It was like a lengthy statement, essentially right. Personally attacking Bannon. And I thought it made him look kind of thin-skinned.
Well, you've never seen Trump go. Normally, Trump does something in one tweet, and that was four paragraphs worth. And so yeah. I think it really indicated the amount of betrayal he felt in what Bannon said in the book. And to be candid, I don't know why you let someone like Michael Wolff get anywhere near the White House.
Of course.
I mean, that is a disreputable guy. So, I mean, I'm sure that the president felt fairly betrayed in that process, no?
Of course he did, and I understand why he did. Anyone would have. But that doesn't mean he had to release that statement. You know, I think his supporters love the fact that he's a fighter. You know, when someone hits Trump, he hits back. But we want him to use that fighting spirit and his unorthodox, way of communicating. We want him to focus his fire on the Democrats and on the Republicans in Congress who are preventing anything from getting done. That's where he's got to focus his energy. And by shifting the national attention and the media to this little public spat between him and Bannon, kind of takes everyone's eye off the ball, which is what's actually happening.
But Kristen, let me push back just slightly, because you and I don't disagree often. But Bannon went after Kushner and said he committed treason in the meeting at Trump Tower with the Russian woman who was there to talk about adoption. Treason about my son-in-law. Now you're starting to really, really touch on the nerves that are quite sensitive.
Well, Trump didn't even address that comment in his statement. I mean, if you wanted to dispute the comment, dispute the comment. Don't personally attack your former chief strategist who helped you get into the White House. And by the way, we have no idea if that's actually what Bannon said. Michael Wolff is a hack. He's a liar. A lot of people quoted in this book have come out and said that, you know, they didn't say the things he wrote. And in fact, Bannon, when the White House released that statement, was working on a statement of his own, saying that he never said that, or, you know, the comments were taken out of context.
I've not heard that. That's interesting.
How Trump wins by releasing that statement. It doesn't help him in any way. He's got, again, this goes back to the last segment. The thing Trump has to do right now is deliver on his promises. Nothing
right.
else really matters.
Right. No, it's true.
Kind of keeps distracting everyone with this stuff, and it makes them look bad, I think.
Well, I think the wall is coming. I think that we've got a full court push for the immigration issue, and I think that according to that meeting that he had in the Oval Office, or not the Oval Office, the boardroom, prior to the private meeting with the 3-3, it even seemed then that he was able to get some sort of agreement with Feinstein and some others that, you know, he may have to give some on DACA, but he's not given anything without the wall being attached and with the funding for the wall. So I think that, and you know, they've got the prototypes being tested right now, so I think he's made progress on it, right?
I mean, it seems so, but if he somehow, you know, what I'm scared of is that he will cave on DACA and then make it seem like he got funding for the wall, even though it's some, like, you know, lesser funding for some partial wall that's not really a wall. That's the kind of thing that I think would really upset his supporters.
Okay.
You know, like,
that's fair.
We want the real wall. We want it done right. And if he doesn't do that, if he rolls, if he's pressured by certain people in the White House to cave on this, like, you know, Jared and Ivanka Trump, he will lose his supporters and he will not be reelected president.
Speaking of elections, it is an election year, and everyone is predicting doom and gloom for the Republicans. I kind of tend to go with the idea that economies win elections and not necessarily even popularity contests. If the economy is good and the tax cuts have helped and more people are working, how do you think 2018 turns out?
Oh, gosh. It's so hard to say. The incumbent party always has less mobilization. But on the other hand, Republicans tend to get out the vote better during midterm elections.
Well, and this year, the Democrats have to defend more seats, which I that's a rare thing as well in the midterm.
You know, I think, I hate to say this, but I think the Democrats are going to do well in this midterm. I think their base is fired up. I think they're mobilized. They lost that White House in 2016, not because, you know, Trump had more support, but because Trump got more of his people to get their butts to voting polls.
Yeah.
And the Democrats,
well, and they had an awful candidate.
Happen again.
They just had an awful candidate who didn't inspire anybody.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. And but the problem for them is 2020. I don't see who they run with any kind of enthusiasm. Who comes out of, I think it's going to be someone that we haven't seen yet, but we'll have to discuss that at some other time. Kristen B. Tate's brand new book, How Do I Tax Thee, on the bookshelves the first part of March. You go get it. Pre-order it even right now on Amazon.com. Kristen, it is a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, as always, Kevin.
All right.
Your show.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio coming right back. And next hour, Kaylee McEnany. Don't go away. And if you want a podcast, it's TheBingeThinker.com. TheBingeThinker.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough, welcoming you back to Radio Night Live, live from New York. And in the next hour, Kayleigh McEnany and her new book, The New American Revolution, what the beginning of a populist movement. And it's really going to be an interesting conversation. I want to say thank you to Landmark Capital, by the way, because they are instituting a new contest that we are participating in, and it's going to be fabulous. How many of you could use another $1,400 in your pocket tonight? Well, if you had a $20 gold piece, a 1 ounce $20 gold piece, 100 years ago, you could have taken a $20 bill and that $20 gold piece and gone to the same haberdashery in Manhattan and gotten the nicest, finest men's suit in New York for the value of those currencies, the $20 bill, the $20 gold piece. The suit, the bill, and the gold all had the same value. Today, if you take a $20 bill to the finest men's haberdashery and ask them for the finest suit that they have on the rack, they're going to laugh at you because that wouldn't buy the socks to go with the suit. But if you took a $20 gold piece, the suit and the gold have maintained their value. And so that's kind of an interesting reality. Well, Nick's going to put it on the screen here, but the details on this are between now and the end of March. You could, in fact, sign up for a financial survival kit for 2018. Now, Landmark Capital, my great sponsor, David Fisher, who's with us regularly, says it's not a matter of if, but when there's a market correction, because we can't ride these highs forever. You're going to need some good, sound financial info. So sign up and get your 2018 financial survival kit for free. It's worth nearly $200. And when you call and get that, you're going to be automatically registered to win the 1911 St. Gaudens 1 ounce $20 gold piece. We're going to draw the winner on the 31st of March, and you can register at the flagship radio station of where I'm heard Monday through Friday, weekdays, am970theanswer.com. If you go to am970theanswer.com, click on the gold piece, click through, fill out the information, you're automatically registered to for the drawing that's going to take place on the 31st of March. But that gold piece, it's a 1 ounce $20 gold piece, worth, as of Friday's close of the markets, $1,369. So it's a really cool giveaway that we're excited about, and I hope that you'll sign up for it. Now, Lawrence Diamonds is back, and we're going to tell you about that in the next hour, because not only did a wonderful listener from Atlanta get a beautiful Eternity band for Christmas, now Anu, the proprietor of Lawrence Diamonds, is back for you for Valentine's Day. So wait, I can't wait to tell you what we've got for you by way of Lawrence Diamonds between now and Valentine's Day as well. So that's coming up. Also, anything that's breaking in the news, we'll be on top of before we're done tonight. And if you have not yet done it, please call and get your 2 month free supply of Balance of Nature. The fruits and the veggies have kept my family healthy through this terrible cold and flu season thus far. And tonight they are ready to give you a 2 month supply for free. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Use promo code KMC when you call. We'll talk more about that. Kayleigh McEnany, the RNC spokesperson, joins us for the latest.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.